This is the True Self Manifestation Podcast, and I am your host, Angel Menudo. I'm a licensed psychotherapist, IFS-informed coach, and a little woo. Through the years, I've tried all the things to manifest the life I've always wanted, and with much exploration and curiosity, I've learned something major about manifestation. To successfully manifest, we must be in our worth and in alignment with our true self and the universe. And to do this, I use internal family systems to delve deep into addressing potential blocks and barriers that impact self-worth. Each week, I'll show you how to harness IFS to connect with your true self, boost self-worth, and conquer the barriers holding you back in life. Join me on this journey to live authentically, break free from limitations, and manifest your best life. It's not a coincidence you're here. Welcome to the True Self Manifestation Podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 24 of the True Self Manifestation Podcast. This is a part one of two-part series that I'm doing all about self-love, manifestation, and unlocking your inner magnetism. Part one today is going to be all about self-compassion. And if you listen to this podcast, you know that I love to give you all practices and exercises to do. It's not just about me just talking, which there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm really big into doing or teaching you all ways to go about how to do the things that I'm talking about so that you are empowered. So today is going to be all about self-compassion. Next one, part two, is going to be all about self-love because those are two different things. So what we're doing today is I'm going to talk about the importance of self-compassion, how it can make you magnetic. And I'm also going to, like I said, include practices that you can cultivate self-compassion with some like meditation and journal prompts to engage with your parts. And as always, you don't have to write any of this down. It's all going to be in the show notes right on the website. So you can just click on the link right there to get it wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, review, because I would love it if you could, because then more people would find me. And that would be wonderful. So if you could, thank you. But let's get on with it. When we give ourselves true love and compassion, this is when we become magnetic. That magnetism is what we need to manifest the things we want. And that could be love. To successfully manifest, we must be in our worth and in alignment with our true self in the universe. When we give ourselves compassion, show ourselves some love, we manifest the love our true self wants. We feel worthy of that love, and we are ready for it. Self-compassion is an excellent way to feel worthy. Compassion is one of those eight C's of true self. Being compassionate towards all parts of us is not only healing, but it brings us closer to our manifestations. Think about this. If you're getting down on yourself, this is actually a part. This part of you thinking that getting down on yourself will be actually motivational in some way, which is not the case at all. Instead, how do you usually feel? Is there usually shame, guilt when you get down on yourself? Or if you have thoughts that you aren't good enough, worthy enough, or deserving enough? These parts are those hurt, vulnerable parts that are holding on to limiting beliefs. These parts are buried deep, often thought of as shadow parts. As you probably have heard, right? Like the shadow, we always talk about like shadow work and stuff. Those are just the vulnerable parts in there that were hurt a long, long time ago. And these other parts are trying to protect the system from trying to kind of exile those vulnerable parts away. Like I've said before, the negative self-talk and limiting beliefs are what keep you out of alignment with your true self and keep you from manifesting what you want. They also make it difficult to be compassionate towards yourself. But this is what must be done if you want to have a healthy relationship with your part, with yourself and your parts, and if you want to manifest. So today, I wanted to talk about ways to cultivate self-compassion. By having self-compassion, you can heal those parts that are in the shadows. By changing your internal dialogue, you are shifting the way your parts perceive the world. You are also becoming self-led, meaning that your true self is in the lead and the parts are helping you. Instead of the parts taking over while running off of invisible scripts, past programming, conditioning, and limiting beliefs. This happens to all of us, and perhaps more often than we would like to admit or even acknowledge. But there is true empowerment when we become compassionate towards all parts of ourselves. And as I've said before, this is one of the 8 C's of true self. When you are genuinely compassionate towards your parts, you are harnessing true self energy. So let's get into some of these practices. Now, everything I'm going to talk about here are simple, everyday practices to develop compassion towards yourself and your parts. And the first one is mindful breathing. Practicing mindful breathing for a few minutes each day while you focus on the sensations of the breath entering and leaving your body. When thoughts or judgments arise, acknowledge them without attachment and gently guide your focus back to your breath. This practice can foster a state of presence and self-compassion. This is because it is allowing you to access your true self. And also by being able to do this without judgment of those thoughts and without attachment, you are separating yourself from those parts of you, which means you are in true self. A second one would be a body scan meditation. So engaging in a body scan meditation, paying attention to each part of your body in turn, sending it gratitude and kindness, can help you develop a compassionate relationship with your physical self and recognize the efforts of your body parts. If you would like to be guided through a body scan, Insight Timer has an amazing app with tons of free meditations, and there's a lot of body scan meditations in there. So go check it out. I mean, I'm always talking about Insight Timer. It is like the best tool ever for these types of things. But a body scan meditation, it really just helps us figure out, like, where am I holding tension? Where am I feeling maybe anxiety in my body? Stuff like that. And then being able to maybe just breathe through it, trying to let it go, sending gratitude and kindness. That's that compassion. A third one is a self-compassion break. So when faced with a stressful situation, taking a self-compassion break is a great thing. This is all about the pause. I'm a big fan of the pause. Stop for a moment, placing your hand over your heart, acknowledging the difficult and stressful situation that you're in, and offering yourself words of kindness and understanding, just as you would a good friend. Talking to yourself like you would your BFF is a great way to cultivate self-compassion. Most times we are so much more kinder and understanding of what a friend is going through than we are ourselves. And we are much nicer and kinder with the way we talk to our friends than we talk to ourselves. So if you can look at it in a way of, how would I say this to my best friend, and start there, it's always going to be shifted compared to how you're talking to yourself. It's a wonderful little thing. The next practice is gratitude journaling. Keeping a gratitude journal where you write down 3 things that you're grateful for about yourself each day can shift your focus from self-criticism to appreciation, enhancing self-compassion. I really like doing this before bed to shift perspective of the day I just had. But it's also nice to show a little gratitude in the morning when you wake up. You don't have to write them down in the morning. You don't even have to really write them down at night. It's just really nice little practice to do. But it's always a great way to shift your focus first thing. So try it in the morning, try it at night. But I do think it is really good at night because being able to look at your day, a lot of times our brain will focus on what negative things have happened and having to kind of sift back through to find some things that you could be grateful for in the day does help shift that perspective of how things went. And even though there are crappy things that could happen, you're able to see that there's other things there as well. So it's not about negating the negative. It's just about allowing in the other stuff, the good things. Compassionate letter writing is another one. So you can write a letter to yourself from the perspective of a compassionate friend or mentor. So again, it's kind of like taking that idea of talking to yourself the way you would talk to your friend, but in a letter. You can address your struggles, your fears, your disappointments with empathy and encouragement. And this exercise can help shift your internal dialogue to one that is more loving and supportive. As you write about your struggles, fears, and disappointments, think about these as parts of you holding on to these things. One true self can show empathy and encouragement instead of trying to dismiss or shut down parts that are struggling or having fears. You are showing these parts that they matter, that they have not been forgotten, and you're healing them. It is also teaching the other parts of you how they can start communicating with one another. Because oftentimes our parts bicker back and forth like siblings, as I've said. And if you would like more meditation or journaling exercises focusing on self-dialogue to enhance understanding and compassion with your parts, check out my show notes because on the website there's a little like click here bonus, click here section in this that will bring you to that. So you can do more of these things where you're focusing more on that journaling and meditation for this self-dialogue to enhance understanding and compassion for your parts, which you know is the whole point of I love it. Thinking about these practices, they're designed to be simple yet powerful tools to foster a kinder and more compassionate relationship with yourself and your parts. They can be easily integrated into your daily routine and adapted to fit your needs and preferences. So that's the key though, right? Is that you can take one, all, a few, or maybe they spur some thoughts of like different ones that you might like to try instead. Either way, just being able to build that self-compassion inside of you is what is building your worth, what is making you magnetic, what is integrating your whole internal system, which is, you know, taking away those blocks and is helping you manifest the life that you've always wanted. But also, I mean, like building your worth through these things is how you also just really change your life, right? Like if you're feeling worthy, you're not going to put up with shit. You're not going to let people step all over you. You're not going to put up with things like bad boundaries and stuff like that. You're going to be able to take care of yourself. You're not going to people please. You're going to not feel like you have to be like a perfectionist. All of these things, these are things that block our manifestations, but also really just like do a number on our lives. So I know I talk about internal family systems in a way of how it relates to manifesting. But within this work, manifesting is just the byproduct. And I've said that before because, yes, you do this work. You get into those subconscious roots and you heal that and you shift that. Your entire life shifts. Your entire life changes. Your outlook changes. Your perspective changes. Everything is just better. You're able to manage things better. You're able to deal with things better, not based on the past, not based on any crap. And you are living just in alignment and you are embodying true self at that moment. So again, these practices, most of them don't take much time at all. So you can do these daily, you know, like the breathing and stuff like that. Like just do it. Just start adding these in. Start noticing how you're talking to yourself, seeing if you can shift that by asking yourself, how would I talk to my best friend? And start shifting, start noticing, and start just connecting and giving yourself that compassion. And don't give up. By doing these practices, you are making new neural pathways in your brain. This takes time. So just keep doing it. Okay. And if you have any questions or anything like that, you know you can always reach out to me, angel@trueselfmanifestation.com. You can DM me @trueselfmanifestation on Instagram. You can leave a comment in the show notes on the website. And stay tuned for part two of the series on Unlocking Your Inner Magnetism, A Journey of Self-Love and Manifestation. I hope you enjoyed. Thanks. Happy manifesting. Take care. Thank you for listening to the True Self Manifestation Podcast. Check out the show notes for any links mentioned on this episode. And while you're there, grab my free guide on how to tap into your intuition. This is the foundation to any manifestation practice. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss a single episode. And please leave a review where you listen to podcasts. And if you love this episode, share it with a friend. Thanks again. See you soon.